Heisman Challenge. This is Craig Collins. Cody Goff is with me in studio. I can't stop the music.
Well, you could, but it would be a bad idea.
Because of you, I found out that this is a thing. Now everyone will know what the song is now. Oh, my God. Okay, as I said, you've been challenged. Craig Collins here. We are going to revisit Power Rangers because, Cody, you and I saw this movie.
Power Rangers the movie.
Power Rangers the movie. It was, in so many ways, both excellent and terrible. We will get to our review of it, but since this is a Power Rangers Revisited podcast, and since you found a kind of cool thing on the internet with the whole show, involving the whole show, we will review and kind of talk about how both of us binged the show recently as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the cool thing on the internet that I'm talking about?
So, Twitch TV, or Twitch.tv, is the basically live streaming website for video gamers primarily. So this is where you talk about, this is where you hear about streamers that play World of Warcraft all day and they stream it, and that's where they make money because people donate to them. Well, Twitch decided, or probably Saban Entertainment decided, we're going to show a marathon on Twitch and live stream every episode ever of Power Rangers.
I love this idea. I love everything about Twitch doing it because it seems like that's the perfect audience for
something
like this, right?
Yes. 800 some episodes, a 17-day marathon, I believe.
So we've seen this in some other stuff. I think The Simpsons did it on television a few times. You see like other... Is this the first time that Twitch has done this, or have they gotten this in this game before?
This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay.
And certainly first of this scale.
Right.
At its peak, during the first few seasons of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, they were averaging around 60,000 to 70,000 viewers at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it eventually, after that first couple seasons, it went down to about 30,000. And it maintained for a while, and then after the movie came out, it dropped, and now it's over.
Got it. Okay. Well, and the reason why I think both of us would agree that it dipped, and I think you wanted to talk a little bit about this, is the show has not always been, maybe debatably has never been great, but I remember it as great when I was a kid.
Oh, it's been great.
Those first few seasons are really good, in my opinion. Not that I've seen too much of that recently and felt the same way, but as you were watching, you noticed that maybe some of the middle shows, not the best.
Well, it's not so much that. It's that from the first three seasons, there's continuity. It's generally the same Rangers. You've got Alpha and Zordon, and you've got a little, they evolve slowly over time. There's the Green Ranger arc, but he's still Tommy. Then he's the White Ranger.
Yep.
And
he's not a Ranger for a while, which is my favorite Tommy.
Really?
My favorite Tommy after Evil Tommy, which is the best one. When he first gets introduced, I don't know if you remember, but he's evil.
Oh, yes.
He's created by Rita Repulsa. There's some candle somewhere that we don't find about till later that's giving him his power. But he's a terrible, horrible guy that comes in. He's new in school. That's Tommy, maybe the best, maybe slightly not as good. Powerless Tommy, the best version. When he loses his Green Ranger powers before he gets White Ranger powers, there's episodes where he's like at the gym with everybody and they go to fight the bad guys and he just stands there like, I wish I could go help you guys. And that's it. That's the entire version of Tommy. That's my favorite. He's Jason David Frank does such a great job of just being sad. He's just a sad, powerless person.
Yeah, and you have a lot of time to get to know that character and other characters. The first season of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, do you know how many episodes the first season is?
Like 20 or 10, or what are we talking about here?
60.
60 episodes.
The first
nuts.
Season
is
60 episodes.
This show is made for kids. I talked about this last time I did Power Rangers. A lot of the action scenes were repurposed from the Japanese version of the show, so they weren't creating any of that. They were just shooting the scenes at the school and the scenes before the Power Rangers put on their costumes. So I guess it was easier to make, and it was a five-day-a-week show, right, for kids.
Was it five?
Yeah, Monday through Friday, I think. I'm thinking.
Oh, I think you're right.
Right. And I would just go home every day and watch Power Rangers.
Yeah, it was incredible. The second season's 52 episodes. So we're talking the first three seasons with pretty much the same cast was 60 plus 52 plus 33. So it was actually 145 episodes.
It's amazing.
That's in 3 years.
Right.
That is absolutely insane.
Not only is that incredible, but it was interesting enough that I wanted to watch it every single day, that there was something changing, because Dragon Ball Z is a show I've also binge-challenged. I don't know if you've ever seen the Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, yes.
The biggest knock against that is even though it came out every day and you'd rush home as a kid to see it, maybe a lot didn't happen in the individual episodes. Power Rangers, for the most part, you had a bad guy, you fought the bad guy, you beat the bad guy. Most episodes did not have anything beyond that.
Most episodes, but there was always an arc.
There's an arc to the characters. They have a story. We get to know them. Kimberly and Tommy are going to bang at some point for sure, which is very dramatic as a kid.
Well, and especially Tommy had the whole character progression with getting powers, then losing powers, and then his...
My favorite guy, Tommy, powerless.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, getting the White Ranger powers.
Which, can we talk a little bit about the White Ranger situation? When he first became the White Ranger, do you remember those episodes? Did you see those?
Yeah.
They're doing work on him in a lab and stuff, and the other Rangers are confused who's in there, what's going on. Do you remember the discovery of the White Ranger?
Yeah.
It's excellent. I love the fact that all the other Rangers are, like, digging around and they see Alpha through a window or something working on stuff. I don't even know how White Ranger got his powers, but it was interesting to see that whole, like, operation situation.
Yeah, I don't know either, really.
That's how Alpha works on you for a week inside of, like, a cave, and then you can come out as a Power Ranger. That's how that works.
I want that to happen to me.
Alpha 5 would be my best friend.
But what happened with Power Rangers is you've got those first three seasons, and then there's Power Rangers Zeo, and Power Rangers Turbo, and Power Rangers in Space. So, of course, they keep changing the name. But those are actually all still in the same continuity. You still do you do still have Zordon and Alpha. Tommy is there through Turbo.
Sure.
So there's a lot of elements, and Bulk and Skull are in all of those.
They're in everything, right?
No, they stop at the end of In Space.
Oh, God.
So at the end of In Space is where they kind of put a hard stop, and they say, all right, you know what we're going to do? From now on, every season...
We're not sure what we're doing.
From now on, every season of Power Rangers is going to be a self-contained season.
Okay.
So we're talking characters are introduced in episode one, and at the finale, they beat the big bad guy.
Goodbye.
And now it's next season time.
Wow.
This has been the formula from season 7 through season 24. So,
excuse me?
Yeah.
How many seasons of the show are there?
It's 24 right now.
Did it change the name every single season, too? Did it go, like, to the Dino Supercharged Rangers and then something else every
year? Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, Lightspeed Rescue, Time Force, Wild Force, Ninja Storm.
I love the names of the show.
Dino Thunder, SPD, which stands for something like...
Dino Thunder Supercharge. They say Dino Thunder, but there's a Dino Supercharge situation.
There's
somehow
a Jungle Fury.
Okay.
Oh my God, there is a Dino Supercharge.
See, I told you.
And I might be wrong because there is a Power Rangers Mega Force, then a Power Rangers Super Mega Force.
Well, that's a totally different show, obviously.
Well, they might be the same. I don't know. Right. And there's a Dino Charge and then a Dino Supercharge. So those might be related as well.
So
I don't know.
Let's talk a little bit more about Twitch and your particular involvement in watching. How much did you binge?
I have watched at least 30 hours of Power Rangers.
Just on your computer, turning on a live stream. You can't even pick the episode. You're just jumping in and out of the stream as it's going.
Correct. And I have two monitors at work, so often one would just be in the background.
All right.
I'm editing an Excel document, and I hear Bulk and Skull's theme in the background, and they're falling into a cake.
Give me the most surprising storyline that you witnessed during this 30-hour binge.
Wow. The most surprising?
Surprising. I told you that I turned it on a few times because of you, and one of the times I turned it on, there was a troll of some kind talking to the Red Ranger about being the heart of the galaxy. And this must be like a Super Force or a galaxy. I don't even know what show it was. But you're the heart of the galaxy, and without you, we'll all die. And that was 10 minutes of an episode that I saw. Dramatic.
The most surprising thing I saw was after they finished the last season, they started showing Power Rangers specials and the reversion. So actually, in 2010, they quote-unquote remastered the original Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
They remastered 32 episodes of it, added these dumb special effects that don't add anything to it.
All right.
And they re-released that. So they were showing those episodes interspersed with specials, and I turned it on during the Power Rangers live-action world tour, which was an arena of maybe 20 to 30,000 little 10-year-old kids.
Uh-huh.
With the Power Rangers performing.
Of course they were. How into Ninja Turtles were you growing up as a kid?
I was pretty into Ninja Turtles.
Do you remember when they were rock stars?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
The Ninja Turtles, when they went on the road as rock stars?
That did not go well.
It did not go well, but I had the videotape. I loved it and watched it a lot, and they had some sort of special in New York, and it's the exact same thing you're describing. Little kids went and saw a performance, and the Ninja Turtles played electric guitars.
So this wasn't music. This was a whole show.
Missed opportunity.
Goldar and Squat and Babu.
Sure.
Do something, and they capture the yellow and black Rangers.
All right.
And then the White
the Minority Rangers. That's not good.
Well, is that right?
Yeah, in the original season, that's the Asian Ranger and the Black Ranger.
Well, so this is the second cast, so it would be...
Okay.
You're still right.
Yeah, I think so.
That you're still right, just switched.
Right. Oh,
so,
wait, the Black
Because the second Black Ranger was Adam, and he is, I think, Samoan maybe or something.
Yeah, but I thought that was the Black Ranger was a black guy.
The first Black Ranger was a black guy, but then he was like partway into season one or two, there was a contract dispute.
Oh, got it.
And I didn't realize this, but they actually, when Jason and Zach and Trini leave the show, all of that from that episode is previous footage that they edit together with the show.
Wow.
And you can tell if you listen to it, there are impersonators impersonating their voices. So they make it look like in the show they're actually giving up their powers, when in reality they're just being voiced over and they're usually in their costumes.
I don't know why anyone would criticize the show, say it's not a good show. It's obviously great by what you're describing there. Do we transition at some point to talk about the movie? Do you want to keep doing TV stuff, or do we talk about the genius that was that cinematic adventure?
I think we've laid the groundwork.
Yes.
Well, I think it's important to lay the groundwork of why you like Power Rangers.
Exactly.
And this is a big part of it. And to me, I know the monsters look cheesy, but every time they call the Megazord, they play the Power Rangers theme song, which we listen to.
Uh-huh.
And every time they play the Power Rangers theme song,
I get happy.
The coolest thing that's ever happened.
I also just, I get happy. Joy comes to my heart when I hear Go, Go, Power Rangers. I don't know why. It's just happiness happens.
It's incredible.
And that was a part of the movie. There was a moment where I think I started to become a small child and react to things just vocally out loud, and I was moving. When we got into the moments where all of the throwback like phrases were being used, right during the fight scene, I think Rita Repulsa starts it when she says, "Make my monster grow." From that moment on, this might have been the best movie I've ever seen. I mean, for a while I criticized it. I said, even after it was over, that it was terrible. But once she says, "Make my monster grow," and then we get the Go-Go Power Rangers and all the other moments, it's Morphin Time happened a little bit after that.
Yeah.
It's the best thing ever.
The third act was the strongest.
By far the strongest act.
It's tricky because the original show was so good because it was so low budget and so kind of campy, right? But the tricky thing was, this movie's not campy. Fully campy. It doesn't really commit to, I'm going to be a campy movie.
Right.
It has its moments, like you talked about, the Make My Monster Grow and the whole Krispy Kreme thing, which I won't ruin.
Okay, yeah. No, wait.
We can't ruin.
Okay, all I wanted to say is that someone stole the third act, and it's a corporation, Krispy Kreme Donuts. Full on stole that third act. There's so many wonderful Krispy Kreme related situations that they're geniuses. Did they know how they were going to be featured in the movie when they agreed to it?
Oh, I'm sure.
That's genius advertising. I immediately wanted a Krispy Kreme donut when I was done with that movie.
I still want a Krispy Kreme donut.
Of course you do. And then they have the Power Ranger Krispy Kreme donuts, which are very exciting. No, I don't know. Maybe, is that the way you feel with all nostalgia things, though? When you go see a movie from your childhood, I mean, Dragon Ball Z, actually, there was a Dragon Ball movie that came out, which was atrocious. No part of it was great. I don't think it's just nostalgia that made me like the third act of Power Rangers, but I'm confused if that's true. I say that out loud and I feel that way, but I'm not sure that I can prove that to myself.
I don't think it was nostalgia. I think the third act tapped into what you liked about the original series.
All right.
That's how I feel.
And that was, again, explain that for me again.
Campiness.
To a degree, campiness, I guess.
Yeah, not taking itself too serious.
Right.
These are just magical people. These are teenagers with magical powers and giant robots.
Correct.
That is a ridiculous premise.
It is a ridiculous premise. And then when the Megazord does appear, the way in which the Megazord happens is pretty great.
I thought it was incredible.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know. And there's something about having the expectation, knowing sort of what's coming. I guess if I was a kid and I read something, I think Forbes wrote that they did a really great job of entertaining the old audience while bringing in a new audience. I was trying to watch the movie from that perspective, too, a little bit. What would I think if I knew nothing about this universe? If this was just me as a kid discovering Power Rangers for the first time, I guess that I would have liked it. But a lot of the things that were great about it at the end, like I said, were really just fan service to me.
I don't think so, though. We talked earlier about how when you hear that theme song, everything is awesome.
Yeah,
there's no way for it not to be.
But that's fan service, so that's not someone who's never heard the song
before. I don't
think
that's because we're conditioned. I think that's just because it's objectively awesome.
Okay.
I don't think any human being can listen to the Power Rangers theme song and watch giant robots and not think, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That is a wonderful new challenge for You've Been Challenged. I want to have people come in studio and play music for them, and one of them is the Power Rangers theme, and ask them how they feel. After hearing that, how do you feel? Amazing. If everyone says amazing, point proven. All right, so let's talk a little bit then about some of the weaker things in the movie. Do you want to focus on those?
I know that. That's fine.
There's something right after that I complained about, and I'm not sure if this is spoiling anything, but there's a story arc for one of the characters as to why she's not such a good person that I thought was really stupid. You said that it was very apropos to society today, to kids in high school, that kind of thing. I thought that the reason that she couldn't morph and the reason that she was struggling with things was too on the nose, a little bit too ridiculous. Not that it's not realistic, but there's a lot of other reasons to be struggling and to, you know, not your character can't move forward. The reason she was struggling, to me, took me out of the movie.
Yeah, and to not give it away, it's vaguely, it touches on social media kind of today.
It touches on social media and the way that maybe, you know, kids with smartphones share things.
Yeah, and teens interact and things.
Correct.
I honestly...
There's a dramatic conversation between one of the guy characters and this female character about this. And I could not help but laugh at it. And it's not because it wouldn't be sad or all the things they're pretending on screen that it is, but just like, that's just, there's, you could struggle with a lot more. When did family issues become something that we didn't need in the movie anymore? Why can't she just have like a problem with her mom or dad? That's realistic.
I agree with you. Okay. I did not feel a
connection to the problem.
Right. Connection. But
you weren't emotionally invested.
I think we're older than that demo.
I hate that you say that. You said that when we saw the movie, and I've thought about that a lot since. Is this a tipping point for me? Am I no longer young? I'm now officially middle aged.
Craig, smartphones did not exist when we were in high school. That's a fact.
I'm aware of that. And I know that this kind of thing happens a lot now with the sharing and the social medias and the whatnot. Mm-hmm. But there could have been so many more. The Yellow Ranger is struggling, and this has been widely reported, so we can talk about this. The Yellow Ranger is struggling with coming out. She's struggling with being a lesbian, and you know, she tells her group of friends that in a very dramatic kind of scene. That, to me, was perfect. There was a perfect sort of commentary on what's going on in society, and just a lot of it's relatable to conversations people have every day and the way that the new generation is kind of being brought up to accept, and maybe generations before were not, those kind of differences that we all have. That was great. Then a few scenes later, the Pink Ranger is complaining about a ridiculous thing. Mm-hmm. So
I think what's
funny, it's not campy. It's, there's all the things you're saying that are great about it. It's none of those things. It was them trying to be serious and do a real life thing. And it made me mad, obviously.
Well, what's funny to me is I feel like maybe some of the younger viewers of this movie might not relate to the whole gay thing because it's so widely accepted in so many places now.
That's true.
That maybe some of them are looking at that arc and saying, why is she such a problem coming out? Like, everybody comes out.
That's wonderful.
Obviously, it's still hard for a lot of people. I'm not dismissing that. But
no.
I think generationally, there's going to be a slight difference. And so that's what I think. We just didn't have to deal with that stuff.
I know. And there's a few other moments like that one, though. But that's sort of the epitome of what my problem is at times with the movie, is there's a few other things. Hannah, who was sitting next to me, your sister, we made several jokes throughout the movie of when they actually died. The Power Rangers definitely died several times.
Yeah.
There were several moments where one or all of the Rangers are for sure dead, and then the movie continues. Like, no scenario did they, even the opening scene, which I think I can spoil a little bit because it's the opening scene, really well cut. The driving and how that all works. But the minute that he collides with a car and like flips over in a crash situation, most likely not walking away from that all fine.
Probably not.
Right. But he did. Totally fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Under house arrest. And he's in the Breakfast Club. Then we meet the Breakfast Club, which is apparently the Power Rangers.
Is that what we meet?
They're all in detention together, and they're all kind of bad kids, but not really. Is that what the Breakfast Club is? Half the kids in detention in that movie are not there for a valid reason.
I never saw the Breakfast Club.
Oh, what are you talking about? You need to go see that now. That needs to be changed immediately. But
I had 30 hours of Power Rangers to watch.
No, it's fine.
Right?
It's essentially, to me, a current version of that. They're the Breakfast Club for a short amount of time, and then they're the Power Rangers. And I still am dumbfounded. How much can we spoil? You seem like you don't want to spoil a lot. This just came out.
I don't really. You could say spoiler alert.
All right. I'm spoiler alerting again. I'm dumbfounded by the way they survive the car crash as a group of people because none of them remember what happened. Did the coin zip them to their house and then they all wake up the next morning totally fine? Or did they actually like walk and get out and all go home and just none of them remember it? What happened? I want a movie. I want some sort of like online thing released showing me the minutes between the car crash and them all being alive.
I'm going to Google it.
Please. Google that.
Google will know.
Do you remember that
what
moment?
What happened after
and
the...
And Billy, the smartest kid in the group, is the one that got them all killed in the first place. That's not realistic. He's not going to speed into a train.
Yeah, this is... Google is not helping.
Okay, how dumb are the Power Rangers? Can I just ask you that? How stupid are these people? They drove into a train to run away from what, mall security? What was really going to happen? What was truly going to happen in that moment if those security guards caught them for trespassing on... They don't know what they were doing there. If you catch a group of kids trespassing on, like, you know, a sand lot or something, the worst you get is told to go home and never come back.
I think the idea was they're already in trouble.
They're not... Okay, only Jason is legitimately in trouble. The other guys are fine. They're, the worst that's going to happen, and the security guard probably won't even call the police because he's not a police officer. He'll be like, well, can you guys just not do this anymore? And they'll all say yes. And Billy killed them to have that not happen. And at that point, none of them know they're going to be saved by their stupid coins they just found. Billy killed all five people. He died twice in that movie. Twice.
Yeah.
And that made that it's illogical that the Power Rangers would be superheroes and yet complete morons.
Why? Doesn't it bother me as much? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, say you and I broke in somewhere, anywhere, anything.
I like where this is going.
Pick any place that we broke into. Okay. Call it Wrigley Field, and those security guards were chasing us. Would you risk our lives to get away from those people?
In Chicago, yes.
Really?
Because I would be terrified.
I'm not saying cops, though. I'm saying the security guards at Wrigley Field.
I don't know if they're cops or not.
They're not going to be like real cops. They're going to
be
like, well, even if they are, what are they going to give us? A ticket? What happens when you trespass? You don't go to prison. There's like a ticket situation at absolute worst.
Is that? Yeah, I guess.
That has to be the problem. And most of the kids in the van should be aware of the...
Why should they be aware?
Because...
I'm a teenager. I know all trespassing laws. Of course.
No, I mean... But they can't all think that they're about to like go to prison for the rest of their lives for trespassing on private property for 20 minutes.
You make a really good point, and I have no counter argument.
Okay, wonderful. I'm glad that I'm stumping you because, again, and that's a very dramatic moment, cut very well, very cool action, but they literally didn't know they were going to survive that, and they ran away from it. And these are superheroes now tasked with protecting the world. And they almost died running away from a security guard.
They had to figure out how to save the world first, right?
You don't become smarter. If I were endowed with superpowers, I wouldn't become smarter. I guess unless the superpower was super intelligence. Then I guess I would be smarter. But give me any other superpower, I'm not going to be a more intelligent person. And we need smart people to protect us, right? You can't just... If I gave a moron a superpower, that doesn't mean that I have Superman now.
Listen, the morphing grid... is never wrong. Zordon has told me that several times.
Okay, but I want to debate with you the logistics behind empowering dumb people with superpowers.
This is what this is turning into.
This is exactly what this is turning into.
About the logistics.
Billy killed all five people in the van to run away from a security guard. Empirically, he is a dumb person. That is a stupid person to risk your life to run away from that guard.
What if you made a mistake?
What mistake did he make?
Well, first of all, he's
and on... it's a long car chase. It's not like an immediate reaction, oh, we got hit by a train.
You also need to temper your he's a stupid person with not comparing it to the other condition that he has.
Okay.
Which is not what we're doing.
Okay, no, that's not okay. So yes, you're right. He's actually a genius. He's supposed to be represented as an autistic genius in the movie. That is what his character is. And it could have been anyone else driving. Jason's a dumb person, in my opinion, because he gets in that car crash at the beginning. But he's running away from actual police officers.
Right.
So there's something about that seems a little bit more realistic than running away from the security guard. But none of these, which one? The Yellow Ranger is standing up on a cliff that just falls apart, and she's totally
dead. She dies. Why do they call her Trini? Did you notice
Trini, yeah, instead of Trini.
Yeah.
Her name is Trini in the TV show, right?
Yeah, but they called her Trini.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
That was confusing to me, the Trini. But so why wouldn't she have, like, run or panicked a little more when it started to collapse? She just stood there waiting for death.
Yeah, and she died.
Right.
I mean, according to logic. Right?
And she's completely dead because she wasn't a Power Ranger yet. So they're all not smart.
When we're saying that they're dead, by the way, if you've not seen this movie, we don't mean they're literally dead.
Yeah,
we
they
mean
don't.
They should have died.
Right. Yeah, just, okay, we can explain that. That at no point did the Rangers actually die.
Well,
no.
Or do they?
Or do they? Nice. No, but so let's go back. I want to jump off the premise that stupid people would not be good superheroes.
I mean, that's pretty...
No matter what power we gave them, we could make a very nice guy, a guy who's always going to use his powers for good, Superman, and give him all the powers, and he still wouldn't be a good protector of the universe if he were not of a certain level of intelligence as well.
I can't think of any dumb superheroes.
There are none. They're all impeccably intelligent because they have to be.
Hmm.
If you were Superman, but you were not the sharpest knife in the drawer, our world would still be in danger.
Hmm.
And that's my argument for why the Power Rangers
are
awful superheroes. They were terrible picks. The Morphin Grid was entirely wrong. Most of these people should never have been Zordon, should have gone through the one thing and the one point and been the actual superhero. I didn't want to explain that any further than I did.
Don't.
And that's another thing that took me a lot out of the movie, is that I expect them to be responsible kids. I expect them to be, in the TV show, they're not rambunctious, crazy, one-on-parole teens.
Right.
Do we have to update it to that to make it grittier? Is that a grittier version of people now?
Do they have to be goody-two-shoes?
Yes! It's exactly what they have to be. They have to be Superman. All of them have to be Superman.
And tell me how the Superman movies have done at the box
office. Okay, they're terrible, and Superman is also not necessarily a goody-two-shoes, which he should be. But that's the only way to believe that these are the best of society, right? The mm-hmm. Morphin Grid picks the best of us.
But all the most popular superheroes in America uh-huh. are the ones with some conflict. Batman, Iron Man, Captain America, even. They all have some part
Batman,
of them.
Batman's a billionaire and a genius.
They're all smart,
right?
But they're not all purely good. They all have their own perspectives. I mean, Captain America goes against the government to protect his friend.
Because he's so good. Captain America was too good to answer to the government. He didn't trust the government.
That's true, but if you ask some people, they might say, oh, he's not a patriot.
No, he is. He's the exact... He's total patriot. Total
so you,
patriot.
So you must be a fan of Edward Snowden.
Yeah, I am.
I'm in the same camp.
Wait a minute now. We're changing. Okay.
Edward Snowden is basically Captain America. He went against his government to do something
did, and
that
now
was good for people.
Now he lives in Russia.
Now he lives
which,
in Russia.
Yeah, which isn't the best.
Thanks, America.
Thanks, America. He hangs out with Trump all the time, probably. Now we're getting political. I don't want to get political. I think that the Power Rangers, they don't have to be completely goody-two-shoes. They can be realistic. They can be human beings. I always go as kind of an extreme just to represent my extreme points, but I will agree with you that they don't have to be perfect people, but they could have been represented a little bit better. The one guy, Jason, winding up, you know, on house arrest and all that crap. And by the way, do we ever get an explanation beyond Billy reset his little thing on his leg and now he's fine?
No.
Because there's never again does anyone, even his parents, ask why he's capable of leaving the house at night.
We don't really need one, though.
But he's under house arrest.
Yeah, but...
From running away from the police.
Yeah, you know what I liked about this movie?
All right, go ahead.
You know what I like about Power Rangers?
Okay.
In the first half hour of Power Rangers, of the TV show...
Yes.
You establish everything, and you don't have to explain anything else for the next 59 episodes of the first season. That's what I love about it. It doesn't waste time. Every episode of Power Rangers, if you watch the first season, is 2 minutes at the Angel Grove Gym and Juice Bar with them doing some little sketch and Bulk and Skull fall into food.
Right.
And then it cuts to Rita and she is screaming and she is angry.
Make my monster grow.
Ah, those stupid teenagers! She's just screaming about teenagers. and then it cuts to a commercial, then you come uh-huh. back and then the episode happens.
Right.
Every episode.
But wait though, Cody, we were children when we saw that. We liked that as children because we had no higher demands of the content we were watching, and they made it specifically for us as children.
You don't like that as an adult?
As an adult, I do want to see something that at least makes a little more sense.
There are many movies that I think fail because they care too much about plot and too much about everything making sense and all the things loose ends.
Okay.
There's a movie based on a Thomas Pynchon novel or something that I saw with my girlfriend. David Foster Wallace. I will never remember this. But we saw a movie and...
Obsessed with plot.
All it was the plot. And the book is a kind of book that's a little absurd, doesn't really have a central plot. But
okay.
They tried to make this coherent narrative in the movie and it kind of fails because it's like, oh, this... It just seems like a lot of forced exposition.
Well, But okay,
I don't need to see every scene with Jason's parents being like, "Oh, you're not home by 11 o'clock. You're grounded." Or
what did you think of the second Avengers movie?
The second Avengers movie.
Yeah, the Avengers
Ultron.
Yeah, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, that's all right.
Do you know why you think that? Because Joss Whedon cut out a shit ton. I got to take that word out. A crap ton of plot because he didn't have enough time for it. So there's a bunch of stuff that give Thor more context as to why he's missing and going on his search. And there's a new director cut of the movie that's an extra half an hour. Even the Batman versus Superman, which I will forever say is one of the worst things that's ever been created, ever.
I've heard.
Yep. If you gave more plot to it, which apparently existed, it could have been a little bit more fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem, is there's a dangerous line between caring about plot too much, maybe, and not giving a crap about it at all, that pull you out of the movie. When it just doesn't make any sense, when Billy kills all the people, there's a moment where you just, and I'm sitting next to your sister Hannah, and we're both laughing, because that was illogical and ridiculous. That didn't need to happen. We could have made that a little different.
I agree with that.
Okay.
But I draw the line where you talk about his anklet. And a couple of the, a little bit of the minutiae, I don't think
he is under house arrest, and Billy reprograms his anklet. Big, big focus of the movie at the beginning. He has like just a few seconds when he gets to Billy's house to have them reprogram the thing, and then no one ever questions it ever again. There's never another moment of referencing. He doesn't have to run home and hide from his parents. No one gives a crap that he's breaking the law and could go back to prison at any moment.
I don't want to watch a movie where he's got to run home to his parents every 5 minutes.
Then why put it in at all? Then why put the thing in the first place? To establish Billy as a genius?
To establish Jason as a hoodlum?
As a Breakfast Club.
As a Breakfast Club?
That's correct. He is part of the Breakfast Club. He is the Judd, whatever his name is.
Surratt?
No. Surratt. Surratt should have been in this movie. Let's get Judd Surratt in Power Rangers 2, Electric Boogaloo. Let's make that happen.
When you say Judd, I think Surratt. That's the only place my head goes.
Okay, so we've wandered around a little bit. We've meandered like the Power Rangers plot in this conversation. Tell me something we've missed so far. Either about the TV show or the movie.
I think, well, we can wrap up the movie stuff, I think. I mean, I just thought it was good. I legitimately enjoyed myself. I was entertained.
I had fun in the third part. I think we also had a debate about the Transformers movies on the way out of the theater. I do enjoy them. You hate them. Is that correct?
I don't remember if I hate them, but I hate the idea of them.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
I hate what they've done.
Okay. What have they done?
They've ruined Transformers.
Oh, you mean just specific to the property, not to, like, cinema?
I think a little bit of both.
All right.
Here's the thing. I was very, very apprehensive about the Power Rangers because I saw the Zords, right? Mm-hmm. And here's the cool thing about the original Megazord. They were toys. You could twist them twice, and they made a Megazord.
Yep.
That was awesome.
Yep.
Extremely functional, extremely innovative.
You got one in a Happy Meal.
That's what the original Transformers did. The new Transformers eschews all of that. All of the new Transformers are made of 30,000 parts that cannot logically do what they do in any reality whatsoever. Like, you want to talk about the premise of anything. When you have a semi-truck that turns into a 30-story building, that's dumb. That's very dumb.
So I'm not sure if I'm contradicting myself. I'm pretty sure I'm contradicting myself. But the absence of all plot in Transformers made me accept it more than the semblance of plot in Power Rangers. There was something about and I know that I think the second Transformers movie really tries to establish a narrative that makes sense, so much so that it makes even less sense than anything you've ever seen in your life. And for some reason, I could enjoy the, you know, fighting moments of that movie more, because just the whole thing was a load of poop. Just everything plot-wise was a whole big bucket of crap. And so for that reason, I liked it more. Power Rangers at times tried, as we've said, to be current, to be a lot of different things. So when it missed plot-wise, it took me out of a movie that I guess at times that means I was buying into.
I think Power Rangers could have been better if it did what you talked about.
Right, okay.
In terms of plot. Now, in terms of the actual technology and the machines and the action scenes
scenes were great.
I thought in Power Rangers they were great. I hated them in Transformers.
You're right.
I didn't think the machines made sense. There were too many close-ups. I never knew. I had no idea what was going on at any point. Power Rangers, the action scenes were great.
Yeah.
The Zords were kind of this new trend of having 30,000 moving parts, but it worked. For some reason, it worked.
All right.
And they were still cool.
So I'm going to do two things to end this kind of podcast. First, I want you to rewrite the ending to Power Rangers. I want you to do it now. And I want you to make it better immediately.
Rewrite the ending?
Rewrite the ending. I want the ending. So there was a little thing that I'm going to complain about, and I don't want to give it away, but it's just sort of anticlimactic at a moment. And then...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
You're right. Yeah. There's a very weird way in which it finally ends. And there's a joke, there's a sort of callback joke that's added to that moment to make me maybe enjoy it more. I didn't love that. There should have been a more dramatic ending. Most of these, I think back to the first Avengers movie, I think that is the epitome of an amazing movie. That's everything about it. It was funny, the plot made sense, the ending is dramatic as hell, and then there's even a joke at the end of the movie after the trailer, after the credits, that's really, really fulfilling.
I think the end of this movie could have used the Power Sword.
Okay. I think it could have used the Green Ranger.
I think it would have been too much.
That
would have been a Spider-Man 3, where you try to just shove too many things into one movie. If the movie had been about Green Ranger, and I'm all about it, and it had been more of a thing, but it was...
How many episodes of the original Power Rangers show didn't feature the Green Ranger? Or the Yellow Ranger? Or the Orange Ranger? Wow, I messed it up twice. The White Ranger. How many episodes didn't have him? Because I'll tell you, as a kid, the thing I loved the most about Power Rangers was after, I think the Black Ranger is the last one. Then there's an electric, like, shock, like a thunderbolt shoots down that's green, and then you see Tommy in an episode he's in.
Yeah.
And that, to me, was the happiest moment of my life.
That was the best thing to happen ever when you watched Power Rangers.
And when it didn't happen, when there was no green thunderbolt and then Tommy was not in the episode... Devastating. It took me several minutes to get over that, to really focus on what the episode was doing.
I don't remember the episode number.
The reason I bring this up is that I would argue the actual essence of Power Rangers includes the Green Ranger. It is not the 5, it is the 6.
However,
okay.
He was not an original.
He is. To me, I know that he's technically not. But the show isn't as popular. It's not as successful. It doesn't make me feel as many feels if the Green Ranger isn't a thing.
You're right. And you know what? Here's the thing. They needed to save him for the sequel. Because you know they have 5 sequels planned?
I do. I read that there's 5 more movies planned in this, which
I'm
is a little nuts.
I'm thrilled about that.
Are you thrilled about that?
I'm thrilled about that.
So I think if I rewrote the ending to the movie, we get the flute, the very important Green Ranger flute.
The Dragon Dagger flute.
You hear the song off in the distance, right when the Power Rangers are maybe losing, and then boom lands the dinosaur, whatever that is.
The Dinozord,
and then the movie's just fantastic. I almost said more curse words. Just wonderful from that point on. I don't even care if then they do the really stupid way to beat the bad guy at the end, as long as we saw the Green Ranger for just a few minutes.
You just want a Deus Ex Machina at the end.
I do, exactly. And we don't even need to know who he is. In my ending, he can appear, do the thing, and then leave, and everybody, the mystery can be, who is he? And we can figure that out. And then the ending that we did see, where they preview that he's in the next movie, is even more interesting.
No, they had to save him.
We would have seen just a few minutes, like 7 minutes of Green Ranger is what I'm asking for here.
They had to save him for the second movie.
We're all wrong. I'm going to get Jason David Frank back on the show, and he's going to tell me why the movie was incomplete because there was no Green Ranger.
Well, there was no Green Power Ranger.
Right. You're right. There.
So, I mean, they had enough green in the movie, let's just say. They had to save him for the second movie. I mean, how did they have 6 movies and put the Green Ranger in the first one?
This podcast would have been totally different if my version of the movie happened. I don't know why Hollywood doesn't consult me more. Mm-hmm. Craig would have been very happy with just 7 minutes or maybe 5 to 7 minutes of Green Ranger.
Sure.
That would have been exactly enough. And he still would have been saved for the next one.
I would have loved to see the Green Ranger.
Maybe they just turn it into a thing like Jimmy Kimmel not interviewing Matt Damon, and we just get 5 minutes of Green Ranger in all 6 movies.
That I don't want you to think that I don't want Green Ranger in this movie.
Okay, because it sort of sounds like you don't care about the Green Ranger.
No, I love the Green Ranger.
Like, best Ranger.
Literally everyone knows that. Right. Everyone our age knows the Green Ranger is the best Ranger.
Do you know why he's the best Ranger? And again, I think I'm contradicting something else, because he was evil and then good. He was the dual kind of, he wasn't the good guy.
And he was the new cool kid at school. Everybody wanted to be him.
But he was also a bully.
A little bit, but he had the cute girl at school. Kimberly was always flirting with him, egregiously, not even like a little subtly.
No.
And he was the cool kid. He was the most powerful one. He had a shield.
He had his own Zord.
He had his own, basically,
That almost never wanted to link up with the other ones. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very rare for him to become part of the Megazord, and it was a big deal.
It was awesome. So okay. I'm looking forward to that in the second movie.
I am looking forward to just that in the second movie, and then maybe the enjoyment of all the nostalgia things coming back.
So what do you think of the movie?
I'm torn. Every time I talk about it, I like and dislike it equally. I have intense feelings, negative and positive, about the movie at all times.
Do you recommend it?
I think I do. Do you recommend it? What do you?
I think I recommend it.
Okay, you think or you know?
If you want to see a fun action movie and you have any history of Power Rangers or not, go see it.
I would recommend that if you've seen the Power Rangers, if you like the Power Rangers, and if you're maybe in our generation, that you're going to enjoy it even with the problems. Because I did enjoy it even with the problems. But if you're also like me and someone that does care about some semblance of plot in movies, try as hard as you can to ignore that part of you when watching this.
There's a bit of suspension of disbelief.
Yeah, there's a lot of suspension of disbelief.
There.
There's a lot of ridiculous, and everyone's dead several times over. They're definitely not alive. All right, well, this is You've Been Challenged. I'm Craig Collins. Thank you, Cody.
Oh, and hey, just real quick on the TV show episodes.
Yeah.
If you're interested in checking out any of the series beyond Power Rangers in Space, which was actually a really good season, and at the end of the season, they wrap up everything with Rita and Lord Zedd and Zordon and everything.
Really?
The final episode's a two-parter, and you got to watch it. They wrap up all of it, and Lord Zedd and Rita are kind of, like, saved or whatever, and it's incredible. It wraps up everything. It's super awesome.
I did a podcast recently where I talked about Arrested Development, and I hadn't seen the ending of the series, the third season ending. Have you seen that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and apparently it does the same thing. It wraps everything up. It's that necessary to me to see this?
Unbelievably necessary.
All right.
Yeah, I would skip Turbo because Turbo has a little kid and he's annoying. But beyond that, you know, I didn't see much of a lot of these shows, but I will say Power Rangers Time Force is an abomination.
All right.
It is offensively bad. It felt like I was watching an episode of ER.
Oh.
I actually put on an episode and I think there was 20 minutes straight of the marathon with not a single action scene or morphing. It was a drama in a hospital and I was like, what the hell am I watching?
All
so
right.
Avoid Time Force like the plague. Wild Force... I don't remember
much. What about Ninja Samurai?
I was going to say, actually, Wild Force is when Tommy comes back.
Got it.
Or is it Dino Thunder?
There's one where it's just all of the Rangers.
That's
Mega Force.
Power Rangers Mega Force Season 20, all the Rangers kind of come back. So
okay.
That's cool. But my favorite that I saw, actually, was Power Rangers Ninja Storm.
All right.
It has a terrible theme song. One of the worst theme songs. But it's only got three Rangers, and they're really funny, and the writing is really ironic and self-aware.
Really?
And it was fun. Like, I was laughing at some of the lines. One of the guys, one of the monsters becomes big, and one of the Rangers says, oh, you got really big there. And the girl Ranger says, yeah, you got to cut carbs. And it's just like, this is so stupid, but so good.
So you're saying it really embraced the fact that it was...
Really embraced.
Okay.
And then it's after Ninja Storm. Dino Thunder... which has an amazing theme song, by the way. That one features Tommy Oliver. It comes back as like a college professor, and he becomes a ranger again.
Just give me a review of every single one. All the seasons you missed. There's Alien, Power Ranger Aliens.
I can go. So Alien Rangers is like 10 episodes, half season, kind of between.
Not recommending that.
It's fine. It's just it bridges the story between Power Rangers and Power Rangers Zeo.
All right. And Zeo?
Which still features Tommy.
Got it.
Zeo is just like the original. It's pretty much the same cast.
All right.
So consider Zeo as part of the original. Turbo, I could talk all day about Turbo, but
why?
Turbo, you have to watch Turbo, a Power Rangers movie, because that's what comes between Zeo and Turbo. The actual film is part of the storyline, and if you miss it, then Turbo won't make any sense.
You saw the original Power Rangers movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was the second movie I ever owned.
Really?
The second one I ever went out and bought with my own money.
How would you compare this Power Rangers movie to that one?
I don't know, because I've actually seen that Power Rangers movie recently. The original one, I think it's on Netflix or something. I forget where it is. And it's terrible. It's an awful, awful movie. But I think I still had fun watching it. So I guess very similarly, I compare these two.
Interesting.
There's a lot of enjoyment that I get, but it might not be purposeful. I feel like the Power Rangers movie is good on accident.
Maybe. And it's not canon, so you can take it or leave it.
Right. Well, not the original. I mean, this current one. I feel like it wasn't purposefully good. It was accidentally good, which means it was bad good.
I think parts of it were purposefully good.
Krispy Kreme was the only part of it that was purposefully good.
It was watching almost just for that. I mean, that part is that makes it worth watching. Anyway, so Zeo is basically the same as Power Rangers,
right.
and then Turbo happens, and you can skip it because there's a little kid and everybody hates him. And then In Space wraps up all the first six season storylines. In Space, I thought was super left field, and I'm like, this has nothing to do with Rangers, but it really does. And In Space is considered by many to be the most popular season.
Oh.
So Power Rangers in Space, and then I recommend Ninja Storm and maybe Dino Thunder. And
Super Samurai? I'm just making up names.
Yeah, I didn't see Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, Jungle Fury, RPM, Samurai.
RPM. Power Rangers RPM. Is that what that sounds like? Was that a car show?
They drive cars. And it seems very stupid.
Oh, my God. Oh, it all seems stupid. So we're going to end on a very high note then. Nothing else you want to say about Power Rangers? We're good? We are going to go out to the Dragon Flute, which is by far the best thing that ever happened when I was a child. The lightning bolt thing, yes, but that's because the Dragon Flute was coming later.
Did you ever notice the Dragon Flute makes a trumpet sound? And that only started bothering me last week.
You should never criticize this music.
I need Dragon Sword power!
Yes, get it! Get your Dragon Sword power! You've been challenged, Craig Collins. Come back next week.
Dragon Sword power!